At the end of the conventions, TV ratings are one of those things that get intensely reviewed. But it wasn't as if one party got a huge audience and the other did poorly. On the third night, for example, GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence and others pulled in about 23 million viewers. On the Democratic side, President Obama and company got 24. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is showbiz. Hillary Clinton is not. He promised a big spectacle. Instead, the GOP show was a mix of reluctant leaders, Trump children, and unknown speakers. There were complaints about strange pauses in the action. Conversely, the Democrats followed patterns of the past. They had pop stars from music in Hollywood and all-stars from politics: Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama. What the two conventions had in common was controversy. Even though Bernie Sanders worked hard at bringing unity to the party, some of his supporters wouldn't have it. They booed speakers in and out of the convention hall and even made their presence felt during Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech. Still, if controversy is currency, the Republicans had more. There was Melania's plagiarized speech, Ted Cruz's super snub, and the Hillary-bashing crowd shouting, "Lock her up." More than not, the Democrats were choreographed. The Republicans were chaotic. It's interesting to note a 2012 study from the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. It showed the party with the higher-rated convention lost the White House in 7 of the last 14 elections. In other words, the study suggests while controversy makes good TV, there's no predictive value between convention ratings and who wins. History is often a guide in elections, but it's harder to know what to think with a candidate like Donald Trump. He continues to surprise even the hardened political press with his unpredictable behavior. Case in point, in the midst of the Democratic proceedings, he seemed to beckon the Russians to hack Hillary and find more of her emails. The tendency of the Trump camp, whether strategic or impulsive, is to inject controversy. What seems clear is that's working for his base. Less clear is how that will go over with swing voters. TV ratings are numbers which only tell you how many people watched. They don't tell you why. Hillary Clinton, for all her breakthrough status as the first female contender, is drawing an audience potentially more interested in tradition. Donald Trump, if his convention is a guide, is seeking an electorate that wants anything but the conventional.